This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the Living Mishnah project of Torah shows. And Baruch Hashem, we're presenting over 700 Mishnayot online already. Ken Yerbu. We try to do about one a day. And this is Maimon Albaz. Okay, so we're up to Mishnah 706. To elevate in Gan Eden the soul of Victoria about Miriam Zada, Allah Shalom, Mrs. Masselton, my wife's grandmother, whose yard site is today, Erev Rosh Hashanah. Torah shows is beautifying Yiddishkeit, and may we make a Kiddush Hashem and have the funding that we need to grow strong and not weak. At Torah shows, we have big dreams and aspirations, and we hope that we're Zocheh to visionaries who could share in our dreams. I really appreciate Stanley Shamosh for sponsoring today's Mishnah. It should be a zchut for Ezra ben Rachel, Avram Chaim ben Bella, Aleihem HaShalom, and also Chaim Lax for sponsoring Le'ili Nishmat Kamen ben Chaim and Shendel Basmam Alfrimid, Zichronim Lebracha. We're learning today a Mishnah in Masechet Peah, Parag Dalad Mishnah Beis. Ezeu leket. What's considered leket? So we know the Torah says if you're harvesting your field and you drop a couple stalks on the floor, Hashem says leave it for the anim. One or two stalks is for him, but if you drop three, then you could take them. So it says the Mishnah, no sheh b'shata kitzira, whatever is cut off at the time of harvesting. So now if you're just walking through the field and you break some branches, that's not called leket. Now, katzar melo yado talash melo kumso. If you were harvesting a handful or a fistful, an armful, he coats v'nafam yodol arts. And oops, you got binged by a thorn. And now the thorn caused you to leave go. And now they fell to the floor. So that's not considered for the poor, because since the reason you dropped it was because you got pricked by the thorn, so harbei who shall Balabite. Hashem says then that belongs to the Balabite, because that wasn't really his dropping. Now, Tochayav Tochamagalaniim, whatever's within his arm or within the sickle's reach is for the Aniim. But Achra Yadv Achra Magal Balabite. But let's say it got knocked down from the backhand of the owner or the back of the sickle, then it belongs to the Balabite. So that's not considered leket for the poor. Now comes the machloket. Rosh hayad v'rosh hamagal. What if the tip of the handle or the tip of the sickle knocks it down? So is that considered within the sickle, so it belongs to the poor? Or is that considered without, that it belongs to the baal bayit? This is like the famous question when you say, ad v'ad b'chlal. If I say until 10 o'clock, did I mean including 10 o'clock? So that over here, is the tip of the sickle considered for the poor or the owner? Should be Shmuel Omer L'Aniim. Shmuel says it goes to the poor. Rabbi Akiva Omer L'Balabait. Rabbi Akiva held it goes to the Balabait. May Mizrachet keep Shtagi in Avodas Hashem. We thank Hashem for giving us Koiches and Chias, Halvai Viter. But it's always Davin to Hashem for Chias, to Shtag, Michael El Chayel. Should be a Schus for my father and father in law in Gan Eden. And Tizku le Mishnayot.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.